It's 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair on a Thursday morning, and we continue the tradition of talking with my co-host of Cinema Chat, Russ Collins, by phone. Maybe one day in the near future, we'll be able to get back together in studio. But that remains to be seen. How you doing, Russ Collins?
Okay, all right. How are you, my distant friend?
I am okay. I feel distant. I feel removed.
I think we all do. We all do. That the opportunity to gather together at a theater or a restaurant or, you know, even at a park or any activity where lots of people can get together is something that a lot of folks are missing. But for the sake of safety and health, it's what we have to do at the present time.
Speaking of which, any further word as to when the Michigan and State theaters might be able to reopen on a limited capacity basis?
Well, you know, we were hopeful to open in June and then July and then August. So we'll continue to be hopeful that maybe we can get open in August, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, really Governor Whitmer's emergency order extended through August 11th, so it's probably going to be at least until then, right?
Yeah, and then they've pulled back some of the releases that they were expecting to make in August. Tenet and Mulan, a couple of rather large tentpole kind of films, and that seems to be the thing that folks are interested in going to at first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure our audience would be interested in a certain amount of repertory or classic film, but the opportunity to open before the 11th of August doesn't exist, and even after that, with the way that the virus is raging in a relative sense, even in Michigan, where we've done a better job than many states, It's looking challenging. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and together here until such time that we get back.
So
to,
for the time being,
more
the
kind of urban.
Yeah, the virtual movie palace continues.
That's right. Well, and we've been playing a film that stars Elizabeth Moss since June. It's called Shirley, but we wanted to pick it out and talk about it a little bit this week. It actually premiered at the Sundance Film Festival, where a couple of our staff, I didn't get to see it, but a couple of our staff did see it there, and they really, really liked it. And it's directed by the very talented woman, Josephine Decker, who did a film called Madeline's Madeline, which we saw at Sundance, but we played it during the Cinetopia Festival in 2018, and it also had a run at the State Theater in 2018. So Josephine Decker is a very talented young director, and Shirley is based on Shirley Jackson, who is an actual horror novel writer, and she's probably best known for the short story Lottery, which I think every school child has read at some point in their career. It's a rather haunting tale. But the film has gotten really strong reviews, especially for Elizabeth Moss's performance. It also stars Michael Schulberg as who plays her husband, and he's been in Coen Brothers films, and you would recognize him from that. And it's about a young couple that comes to live with this older couple, played by Elizabeth Moss and Michael Schulberg. The Shirley Jackson character kind of tortures this young couple. It's just kind of her nature. But the director's style, Josephine Decker's style, which in Madeline was kind of an experimental narrative, something that you might see at the Ann Arbor Film Festival, this is a little more straight ahead in its storytelling, but her visual style fits very well with the mind of a horror film or a horror novel writer, so it's definitely worth checking out, and we're featuring it this particular week. So go to mishtheater.org, click on our virtual movie palace, and head over to Shirley if you haven't seen it yet. It's really worth checking out.
Now here in 2020, it's hard to look beyond the moment with all that is going on, but there's a movie called 2040 that looks ahead.
That's right. It's not science fiction. It's actually a documentary. That was put together by Damien Gameau, who did that Sugar film, another documentary film. And he was inspired by his four-year-old daughter. And instead of making a doom and gloom documentary about global warming or the environment of the Earth, he made a very positive documentary about the fact that technology exists now that if we implement it, it can reset the strategic direction our environment is set in, so that by 2040, 20 years from now, when his four-year-old daughter is 24, we've reached a much more acceptable equilibrium. So
that's a story we can all use.
Absolutely. So you get to see, you know, how people are generating electricity, how people are managing traffic, how people are dealing with urban settings and all the environmental challenges that are out there, flying in planes and all kinds of good stuff. But it is a good story about technology and human potential that, set in the right way, can make a difference in our world.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. Russ Collins on the other end of the phone line this week.
Yes, and we're very excited to be able to work with Detroit Public Television and the Penny Stamps Speaker Series, which at 8 p.m. tomorrow on Friday is going to replay the John Lewis speech that was given by this tremendous man who we lost last week. He gave a talk for the Penny Stamp Speaker Series. It was recorded by DPTV and the Penny Stamp Lecture Series, and it's going to be replayed on DPTV on Friday at 8 o'clock. And if you haven't seen John Lewis, Good Trouble, you've got to check it out. We had no idea that Congressman Lewis was at death's door when the film opened a couple weeks ago. It is a wonderful tribute to a wonderful man who made a real difference in life in so many ways.
And his message will continue long after his body has gone. So.
Absolutely. We have also got a music documentary that you might be interested, David.
Susie Q.
Susie Q. So Susie Quattro burst onto the music scene in 1973 when almost no women were in a rock band, and it seems that there were very, very few women who were in a rock band who were also playing an instrument, and in her case, it was the bass. But she became a sensation. There's a really strong Detroit connection to Susie Q, and she's still, these many years later, is still making her life as a musician. And she inspired so many people, particularly female rock musicians. And so a lot of...
Yeah, the Runaways, Joan Jett, Lita Ford, all those others. Yeah,
Debbie Harry. Alice Cooper, who's another Detroiter, is interviewed, and a lot of other folks as well. So it's a documentary with a nice Detroit connection. We've even got a deal. If you get curbside concessions this week, we'll give you $2 off on the rental for that film.
Sweet.
Which we also get a little bit of it from. So on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, you can get popcorn, other concessions, and goodies at the Michigan Theater. So go check that out. If you didn't see the documentary last week, A Towering Task, the story of the Peace Corps.
Clearly Ann Arbor connection.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's a great documentary about a great national service that that young people do for our country and for the world. But John F. Kennedy outlined the Peace Corps at a speech that he gave during 1960 when he was campaigning for president, and that was done from the steps of the Michigan Union. But this is not so much about that, although that's a really nice local connection. It's about all those wonderful volunteers and all kinds of folks. It's narrated by Annette Bening, and Jimmy Carter, our former president, is interviewed, as well as a lot of the Peace Corps volunteer journalists and community members from around the world and leaders who have been positively impacted by the Peace Corps. A couple of films that we opened up last week, Shooting Life, is about a Israeli teacher who tries to engage his 12th grade students in filmmaking, and after a great deal of reluctance, finally they break through. So that's good. And we've got this mindfulness bundle that's actually going to go away in about a week. But there's a documentary called The Mindfulness Movement, and a film that was put together, directed, and the score was composed by Jared Van Eck. It's called The Motions of Stillness. About the very beginning of it was shot at the very beginning of the COVID outbreak. It's not about COVID. It's actually it's an environmental film, very meditative. So go check it out. We've still got the Ella Fitzgerald documentary, Just One of Those Things, Special Interest to WEMU listeners, as is The Tobacconist, which is a really interesting film about a young man who plays a young man who befriends Sigmund Freud when they're both stuck in Vienna during the Nazi occupation there. Obviously, they both get out. And Bruno Ganz's performance as Sigmund Freud is very, very well reviewed. The Tobacconist is currently playing. As is a film called Waiting for the Barbarians with a big Hollywood cast, including Johnny Depp, Roger Pattinson, and Mark Rylance, directed by Ciro Guerra, who did Embrace the Serpent and Birds of Passage. So lots of great stuff to see. Go check it out.
And simply go to our website for all the information you need. That will connect you to the Michigan Theater website, which will have even more information for you, all available at your convenience. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta, fully masked up from Movie Central.